this club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Can you believe it?
Almost lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. And that's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from the other side of the pond.
Sir, how you doing? How you doing? 11-hour flight. Landed in Gatwick. Took the GX. A little bit more pleasant than the BART was going through Oakland. But we are here. We've arrived. And it is English weather outside.
Cold and rainy. Going to be a proper match tomorrow at Craven Cottage. Fulham versus Manchester United. We are pumped, even though probably need a few more shots of espresso, sir. How you feeling?
Sir, Jim is next. We already had a pie. Already had a meat pie. You know, okay. Hadn't eaten since the Oakland airport. So that was much nice introduction to the town. And now we've got to go sweat it out because we are hurting. A little jet lag, but that's the best way to do it, sir.
Yeah, we do
gym
have
time in.
We have quite a routine. We land, get a meat pie at Gatwick Airport. It's kind of the local food, you know?
Finest.
Maybe not the finest, but meat pie and a coffee. Take the train. We got to our Airbnb here. Alex actually picked out a good spot. So cheers to you, Alex.
So far, so good. I haven't broke anything yet.
Maybe broke a slot on the bed.
That'll happen, sir. I'm a big boy.
But yeah, we literally just got here 30 minutes ago, trying to get a quick hot take on the Manchester United news that dropped while we were on the plane. And there was big news, sir. Manchester United signed a defender.
World
Edward
class.
Ward finally
World
steps class. Up to the plate and signs Phil Jones.
Largely justified.
How do you feel?
Sir, I don't know what to say. You know, jet lagged, not thinking straight. Part of me thinks, hey, he's 26. If we want to ship him, I think his contract was coming up anyway. So you got to retain him for a contract if you want to get any resale value. And the other part says, Jesus Christ, Phil Jones. We just gave Ash a young one.
Resale value? If Fellaini goes for 10, what are you getting for Phil Jones?
Well, Fellaini's 31. At least Phil Jones is like somehow young. 26 years old. Can't believe that. But I can think you sell him to like a Leicester for 20 million, right? I'm telling you, like that deal we talked about last time, Slabhead and 20 million.
There's a lot of players that need to sign contracts. Phil Jones is not one of them. So what are we doing wasting our dry powder on this? I did get a tweet after I retweeted something and said, hey, Eddie, this isn't the defender we wanted. And they're talking about resale value, whatever. I mean, glass half full, glass half empty. I just don't get this type of business from Woodward. De Gea needs a deal.
That's coming, though.
You know.
Apparently that's getting closer.
Hasn't happened yet.
Well, it's easier to tie. It's easier to tie down Phil
Juan
Jones.
Mata, Phil Jones.
No, it's going to be all the ones no one wants. People will still say Herrera, even though he's a definite player that you want to retain. Ashley Young makes sense, bro. He's like probably our best right back we've had all season. Give him another year. Juan Mata, if he takes a year, that would also make sense. But Phil Jones, I think unless they're going to ship him in the summer, it's going to be, you know, a tough pill to swallow for a lot of United fans.
But you're not going to Phil Jones and saying, hey, would you sign a 4-year deal because we're going to ship you in the summer? That's not what they're saying to him, right? That's not part of that.
I don't know what they're saying to him, bro.
But hey, we can only lament about Phil Jones so long. Let's hope Chris Smalling is back for Manchester United. It could be back for Fulham.
I think he's back in training, apparently.
Could be back for PSG. We're going to need rotation at the center back spot. Hopefully we see Lindelof and Bailly tomorrow.
I think we will. I mean, I think he's going to stick with the pairing that's his best pairing, and that's it. So, you know, you blood in the defenders. You just keep playing them. I think you rotate the front. I think he might stick with the same midfield three, but I think the center-back pairing, at least, he's going to keep with his top picks in the moment.
And another quick hot take on news. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, nominated Premier League Manager of the Month for January. Been a while, sir.
Nominated and won. Yeah. More importantly, so that he won today. Good news. He's going against my boy, other boy, Eddie Howe. But well-deserved, bro. It's like he only points he dropped was a draw in his 10th game. You know, as we want to point out, we were incorrect in the last pod.
That was my bad.
Yeah, thank you. Bad. Ah, boy, what a voice. Always, he stepped up.
Always winning so much. Hard to keep track.
It's hard to keep. It's too many wins.
You got FA Cup. You got
league.
It
was 9 wins and 10 games, 1 draw. But anyway, well-deserved, dude. I think it was the first time a Manchester United manager has been awarded the Premier League Player of the Month since Fergie, since like 2012. So Fact check us on that. Probably wrong about that as well. But it's been a minute. I know Mourinho never won it.
Tomorrow, dude. I mean, it's one of those things where you take that 11-hour flight, people kicking the back of your chair, trying to sleep, you know, the cart running
I just sleep,
chair,
sir. I just sleep. We lucked out, by the way. So we had the post. We didn't get up. We did not get upgraded to Norwegian, but the guys upgraded us because we had a big bro, big Norwegian guy.
He was a very
sweetheart.
Friendly, like,
great guy.
You know, me and Alex were two decently sized gentlemen, and there's an even larger.
He's bigger than both of us.
Broad shoulders, let's put it that way. And we sat down. That was going to be, if we had to sit next to him the whole flight, that would have been tough. When it comes to flights, nothing better than having middle seat empty. So there were some seats available. The Norwegian gentleman ended up moving. And we got to snooze, except for the, you know, the occasional seat kick or cart run into
you. They do happen.
You got to dig it out to get here. It's not easy.
From California, bro, it's a haul.
Yeah, and then right now it's like 4 a.m. in California.
No, I don't think that
way.
We're
not even thinking about it right
2:30
now.
2:30 English time, mate. That's all that matters. We're going to the gym. We're going to get some dark ales, and we're going to get some fish and chips, you know, keep that diet going.
Yeah, we're going to go traditional English food first day. Next day, we're going to be hitting Indian. But our plan for the podcast is to obviously give you the hot take right now, give you our feelings on the Fulham match, and then we'll give you some audio from the bar. We're going to be celebrating with the away fans at King and Arms near Craven Cottage. And then we'll give you some audio from the match, and then we'll give you a post-game rundown as we're taking the train to Manchester on Monday. We'll obviously get this pod up on Monday, but it'll already be up, so you don't need to hear that either. That's the jet lag talking here.
We're thinking crazy.
You got a cramp?
I've got a cramp. I'm cramping, sir.
Yeah, well, either way, we're falling apart. We're going to be ripping, roaring, singing our hearts out tomorrow at Fulham. We cannot wait. Sir, are you still confident in that win that you predicted?
3-0, bro. I'm feeling it. Who captaining your fantasy team, more importantly?
This lineup is... I got Martial. I got Rashford.
They might get the drop, bro. I think he might start Alexis and Lukaku against lowly Fulham and save the kids for PSG. I had that, like, that dream on the flight over that he might do that.
Who plays on the right? Mata?
No, he plays Lukaku on the right. And maybe he'll play Mata in the hole. Or play Lingard back-to-back games.
Yeah, it's we're good talking about going to William Hill, and obviously some of our favorite bets are, you know,
who's
Lingard to score, Rashford to score, and it's kind of a conundrum because we can't bet it before the lineup's out.
Right,
and
so it's an hour window.
It's a tight turnaround to, like, be at the pub, go to William Hill, make the match. So
think clearly.
You know, yeah, think clearly as well. But I honestly couldn't. I don't think we're going to be able to pick any players to score as far as bets go because we have no idea who's starting.
I know one player who's starting, bro, and he's the player I'm going to bet to score, and that's Paul Pogba. He ain't getting benched unless he gets hurt.
I take the assist in a second. He's good on the assist.
Let's look at the odds. He's been so lights out under Ole, and they showed a video of him and all the goals and assists that he's had in these 10 games, and, dude, he's an otherworldly player. He's the best midfielder in the league if he plays like this.
No, he solely got us 6 points from those two passes where we won 1-0, Leicester and Tottenham. Those are that's world class right there. And look.
So great finishing from the kid.
It's going to be a cold, wet day in London tomorrow, and we're going to be singing our hearts out in the away support. Some of the best. It's probably the best place to watch a game, being a Manchester United fan, would be at an away game with the away support. It's all the hardcores. Singing, standing the whole game.
It's hardcore.
And you hear them. I mean, like, tomorrow, you guys, I mean, you already have heard this podcast by then, but you'll hear the away fans will be there, and we hopefully will have no voice next time we record this recap.
That's why we're lagging the days, you know, because tomorrow we're going to get our voices out. Hopefully by the time we're on the Manchester train on Monday, we'll have our voices back and ready for the PSG game because it's going to be more of the same, sir. A lot of chanting to come.
All right, you guys put up with our jet lag rambling. We're going to get a good sweat in here so we can think straight when we go meet up with our friends tonight for some dark ales. Have a good one, and we're going to kick it to us at the bar right now, sir. We're going to be at the bar in Fulham. Here we go.
Oh, goes that plus 450.
Broadcasting from the Lowry Hotel in Manchester, United Kingdom. Sir, how we doing?
Mike Lowry Hotel himself. Sir, it is good to be in England. It has been a rock'em sock'em couple of days. It is,
dude, buzzing after those 3 points at Fulham. Amazing away sport. Be in the stand watching Manchester United dispatch the relegation bound Fulham at Craven Cottage, dude. Easy as you like. Amazing. Amazing, sir. What did you think of that that match?
Sir, great match. Great atmosphere. Great ground, and I'm glad we, you know, Solskjaer put some changes in the squad, made some adjustments because we got PSG tomorrow, and great performance from Martial, great performance from Pogba, and a great win.
Dude, all business at Craven Cottage, fans doing their job, players doing a job, getting out with 3 points, and man, it was a great day. Classic cold English day. Sun actually shone on that match. If you would believe it, the day before it was rainy as hell when we landed. Like, you heard us, a little jet lag there. But let's kick it off. So we actually headed over to Fulham early. We actually had to meet our ticket tout. Pick up our tickets. You know, as most Manchester United fans in the United States know, you cannot get away seats if you're not like a season ticket holder and an elite one at that. So to get an away ticket, you actually have to buy it on the black market. Never the easiest operation, but sir, to get into that match, it's totally worth it.
Sir, it's totally worth it. We had a bit of a hiccup that we're going to elaborate on more when we get back to the States and we have more time to devote to a pod. But we had a hiccup, sir. We got rejected the first time. We had to get new tickets.
Yeah, our first tickets didn't work. We had to go back to the tout, get new ones. That was a hell of an episode, and we're actually going to address that issue with the ticketing. The away ticketing, at least for American fans trying to travel away, because you can run into hiccups. Luckily, we had no issues, sir. We got into the match, had a few dark ales before.
Unbelievable seats. Row F. I mean, it was bouncing right behind the goal. We couldn't have lucked out more.
Yeah, six rows back from the pitch. I want to say maybe 10 yards from the net on the left side. We had a great view of a couple of goals, sir. A couple
head
of goals
on, bro.
Into
head
that
on.
Corner. And when you walk up those stairs, you hear the stadium rocking. came in the fifth minute and just all the Manchester United way support, best in the world, sir, singing their hearts out. And it was easy to just get into the singing mood.
And it's a unique experience, especially because if you haven't done it before, it's materially different than it is at Old Trafford. It's like a completely different atmosphere. It's away, so they sticky at some end, sticky in your own entrance, you know. Where
yeah, people in the aisles.
Like hogs, bro. You're all like fenced in. And then they funnel you into this stand, and we walk up the stairs, and the place was like, I tried to capture it on Instagram story, but I think I was just becoming to the overall moment, and the place was just rocking, bro. The whole 90 minutes, especially after the goals. I mean, those two goals in the beginning. The place was unbelievable atmosphere, the best I've ever seen as a United fan. So getting there away is super difficult, especially from America, but it's worth, the headache if you make it in.
Yeah, it's worth the effort. And for those who haven't been to a away match, like Alex said, you come in your own entrance, right? They completely have fences to make sure the fans are separate, you know, where the concessions are. And
you can't bring beers to the stands. So Americans, yeah. Most Americans don't know that before they come here, is you can't bring a beer to the stands. You have to chug it at halftime or chug it before you go at the beginning of first half if you're a chugger or a drinker of beers.
But we were a little late. Rushed to our seats, and the away stand is organized chaos, right? They have a few stewards, a lot of yellow vest stewards kind of making sure everyone's kind of not going too crazy. But there's like people sitting in the, like standing in the aisle, like seats are doubled up on, people are packed in there, and it's just mayhem. And for, you know, coming from the United States, you know, you go to an NFL game, you know, you might go to an NHL game. There is nothing like sitting in the away stand at a Manchester United game, especially in London, because the place was packed. Place like Fulham, Craven Cottage, you know. We were loud. Sure, you heard us singing on TV or wherever you're watching the match around the world, but it was, you know, that Olay song, I didn't like coming in. And after,
you didn't, sir. You really didn't like it. You talked a lot of shit about it. Yeah. I tell you what, I wasn't sold. But then you get in it, and then you just hear it for 80 minutes. And it was amazing, because they literally, I think 60, 70% of the 90-minute chanting was Olay's at the wheel. How good does it feel?
Sir, it's...
hell of a chant.
It's chantability. I want to get
it's
at,
high, you know? Chantability.
High chantability. Because they sing it for, we sing it for like 15 minutes. So let's get into the game here. Like, we walk in probably fifth or sixth minute. Perfect. Saw Pogba kind of roll over into the box.
So we were aware of the lineup.
Yeah, we came in, got the lineup. Pogba kind of rolled over near us, and seeing him in person that close, I mean, he is a physical specimen. I'm 6'2", but he makes me look like a proper numpty, sir. He makes me look not up to the task. I could not defend him, I will have to say. And we didn't have to wait long. Pogba had the chance in early on the left side. Anderher did a great job getting the ball. Gave it to Martial. Killer pass into Pogba. And that left foot. We had the right angle. I saw Pogba get that ball, and I called goal right before he shot, and it went in, and Stan
he'll
went
confirm
nuts.
That later with audio.
No, but it was earlier. It's already played.
Oh, it's already been played. You heard the goal, but we can't overstate the fact that it was right at us. I mean, the ball, quite a hit. I mean, you couldn't even really grasp how good of a hit it was until we saw the replay later, because it was just like, it looked effortless. And that was the first time I seen Paul Pogba in the flesh, sir, and he looked lights out. Like, I wouldn't want to play against him.
Best player on the pitch, again, best no player doubt. Over the last, I mean, since Mourinho left, Pogba's been world-class in the midfield for Manchester United, something that we have been waiting so long after we spent that £89 million, and to see him dispatch that shot off of his wrong foot. I mean, unreal stuff. Away stands rocking, and that way, Fulham knows they're done. They had a few chances early. We give them that. But, you know, the defense mopped it up, and they end up coming back. And then, you know, there was another Frenchman on the field who wanted to show us stuff as well, sir.
23rd minute.
Yeah. Martial coming down, like Ronaldo-esque, like that goal Ronaldo scored to win the league.
And who was feeding the ball, sir? Yeah. The original Paul Pogba, a.k.a. Phil Jones, who, you know, we weren't that excited to see when the lineup actually did come out, as we were having a Tiger beer at that bar. I don't remember the name, but down on Fulham Road, which is a good time. But Martial doing it all on his own, really. He beat off one defender. The guy tried to track him down, and then he just, like, ghosted his actual center-back defender. And good finish, Ronaldo-esque, like he did at Craven Cottage. I don't know, what was that, 10, 11 years ago? At this
I mean,
point,
that's like MJ, unbelievable. Right? I mean, different sport, okay. But that's, like, quality. When you see a player pull that off, it's like, Sanchez, I'm sorry, man. You ain't starting against PSG. Martial's my man. He's going to be in there. And, again, another player, since Ole has taken over, that has proven why the ex-girlfriend was dead wrong about man management.
That was his cut list. Top of the list is Pogba and Martial. And those two players basically drove that game home. So I don't think you're going to agree with Mourinho on who to get rid of these days.
Yeah, but just wrapping up here, sir, let's check in the second half. Let's go over that penalty, a little soft on Juan Mata there. I thought it was generous, but hey, you're Manchester United, you're away. It's always good to get some luck. Pogba, cheeky run-up, mate, finishes it. 3-0 to Manchester United, Fulham dead, right?
I mean, we were like 90 yards away. Couldn't really see. You saw Mata
tough
go down.
View.
Couldn't really see the penalty. Tough view. It is quite a spot. I think you need like a killer eye to check that out. But we actually didn't think he did the run-up because you couldn't even tell for how far away we were.
Yeah, in the second half, obviously, United shooting at
the opposite end.
The far stand. We did see a few good Dave saves, though. Dave did had a few saves. We asked him for a wave. He said, hey, Dave, give us a wave. Hey, Dave, give us a wave. Nothing. A little chant there.
Nod. I think at some point the guy next to us, was a proper Mank, actually got him to do some type of acknowledgement. But it was good to also see Dave in the freckled flesh.
He only addresses the crowd with a goal. So the only time Dave will turn around and give the away fans anything is after a Manchester United goal, which is...
And we didn't have to worry about that because it was a pro's clean
pro.
Sheet.
He's a pro's pro.
He certainly is. He is, you know...
Some key subs there, sir, before we wrap up, right?
I was going to hit that. Yeah. The fact that Pogba was the first one pulling, I think, around the 60-second minute.
After his pen, he got his brace, get the man
great
off.
Performance. I mean, and that was the first time I've seen him. I think the first time both of us have seen him. But he is... You said it. He's the best player on the pitch. He's probably the best player on our team. I mean, him and De Gea.
Oh,
no,
we
close.
Saw him score a brace at Newcastle last year. But, you know, we're in the Stretford end. We're up pretty high in the Stretford end. You don't get that same – there's different views to games, right? If you go to – I've been on, you know, QPR sitting on the 1-yard line. You can go to – these tickets were pretty close in the away stand. I mean, we're 6 rows off the pitch. You're right there, you know, a couple of yards from the players. It's a different angle. It's
Shout
hard
out to
see
our boy
what's
ben
going
the
on.
Tout.
Yeah. it's difficult to see what's going on, but when you're at the Stretford end, you got a view of the whole pitch. It's a little different. You get more tactical view. Not one's better than the other, sir.
That's true. I was different, say, right? You know? Saw Zlatan's last goal for United, and that was like opposite end of the pitch, but still a great goal. This was special because we were so low to the ground. Seeing that Pogba goal, especially, was directly at us.
Yeah,
I mean, like a shot right at our head. But every goal is different. But it was. I think we're talking about subs now. We're talking, you know,
yeah,
on a tangent. We had a hell of a game. We had the best time ever. 3-0, called it.
I was gonna say best. Yeah, you did call it.
Didn't bet it. We should have bet it.
Didn't bet the 3-0. We did bet the match. We came good on that.
Definitely.
Again, counted for the podcast there.
Ring it up.
Working hard, sir. But some tactical subs from Ole, showing his cards made for PSG as far as who he wants to play. Yeah, we don't have the subs right in front of us, but he did sub Pogba, Herrera, and who was the last one? Martial. Yeah.
So all the key players that he wants to have available, right? He rested Jesse Lingard, of course. He rested Marcus Rashford, Lindelof, Bailly. So I think those boys are all going to be your starting 11 for PSG. But so we closed it out. I'm telling you, the second half was like absolutely outrageous. I mean, we were in cruise control for most of that, but the fans were just getting more and more into it, and we were roaring. I mean, you could hear it when we watched the replay on NBC Sports. You hear how loud the fans were.
Yeah, when you're in those seats, it's funny because I told you, we didn't watch the replay. I think I watched the replay that night of Pogba's goal, the highlights, yeah. Right? And I told you, I was like, you wouldn't believe how tight of a finish that was from Pogba. Like, from our angle, it looked like pretty easy.
Should be a strike?
I think we were dead on looking straight at it, so that's why it kind of looked like he had daylight. But as far as, like, you watch that on replay, wow, that is world class. Could Lukaku finish that? I mean, you're a Lukaku guy. What do you think?
Hard to say.
I mean, that's
maybe
tough.
1 out of 10.
That's a striker in form. That's an Aguero finish. You said that. This is an Aguero finish. Pogba 6'4", midfielder.
Dude, he is world class.
Off his wrong foot.
Play him up front. Play him wherever he wants. Just have him in the box. Have him scoring goals because that finish was like, it wasn't Aguero finish. The angle was so high and the amount of time he had just to get it off his foot, world class.
But again, what do we know? We're just bringing the banter. Let's check in with our manager and then Paul P. Hear what they had to say about the match.
Ollie, another win. What pleased you the most about that performance?
Well, the last 80 minutes. The first 10, I thought we made it hard for ourselves. Maybe the conditions weren't the best. The wind, and it's always tough to come here with a crowd. It's a tight ground, tight pitch. But I thought we managed the game well. And that's one of the things, when you go away from home, get by the first 10 minutes, get the first goal, and after that I thought we played some fantastic football.
10 wins in 11 matches, I mean, is this unbeaten run ever going to end?
Well, probably will. You never know how the next game is going to pan out. So you just got to make sure that when you turn up, that you play to your best quality.
And Rio Ferdinand's tweeted that we've got our United back. Does it feel like that to you?
Well, when you win games, you're always happy. So we've won many games lately, and of course you see the crowd behind the goal there. I think they're going to enjoy the trip back to tonight.
Well done, Paul. Back into the top four. Just how good does that feel?
I feel great. That's what we wanted since Aldi came. We talk about this. We want to be at the top four. Now there's still a long way to go, but we are there and we want to stay there now.
How big an achievement is it? Bear in mind, you were 11 points off when he first took over.
No, it's great, obviously. You know, here we are very far. And now we get back to the top four. We had good results. But like I said, it's still very long. And you have big games coming up, so it won't be easy. You have to carry on playing like that, like we did, getting the result, positive result, good performance as a team, and that's it.
Class from the manager and Paul P there. You can tell the eye is on PSG. And if my ears do not cheat me, heard some chanting in the background. That Craven Cottage, you know, ain't that big. The fans were bouncing into the post game. We stayed for about 15 minutes singing that song, and it was we owned Fulham right there that day. Craven Cottage was ours.
Took a little slice of West London with us. I think I saw, I don't know which announcer actually called the game, but I saw one of the NBC Sports announcers like ducking out, and the noise was still ripping 15, 20 minutes after the game. Caught a good video they put on the Instagram story and the Instagram post of us actually walking out, and it was still just humming. Shout out to Elvis.
We've been trying to get you as much social media as possible from all the matches. Obviously, we're in London. We got to get to Manchester. We got a lot of things going on. Working on different time zones as well. We got our little podcast gear, so appreciate you guys hanging with us. We're trying to get you as much content as we can. This is the non-traditional. We didn't have time to sit down and do the agenda, so we just literally have some English papers, the English press.
On the cuff, at the Lowry.
We have some English papers strewn about the room talking about the game, sir. How about you give us some of these headlines? You know,
sir,
these are actual English headlines.
Now,
when you read these papers, we've been reading them for 2 days. We tweeted them out. The headline game in England is strong. I mean, you got to step up your game. After reading these headlines, I'm like,
sir, I would never get a job. I would never get a job in the Sun. I never get a job in the Daily Mail. What I've been doing a lot of is English breakfasts and English papers, sir, and they're both quite good and they go very well together. But some of these headlines, you know, they just grab you. You know,
yeah.
They are clickbaity. The original clickbaity titles are from the English press. This is our version of United in the News. But anyway, starting with first is, which one is this from? This is from the Daily Star. Don't sleep on the Daily Star. Ed's no angel when it comes to doing deals.
And it's a photo of Di Maria, Memphis Depay, and your favorite jersey, Falcao,
love
sir.
Falcao. Gotta love Falcao. Basically just lamenting the fact that, like, and Di Maria's coming back tomorrow. He's probably going to feature because of all the injuries that PSG have. And that certainly wasn't the best transfer we ever had. So just throwing a little mud toward Ed Woodward.
I mean, like, pour some mud on Ed Woodward. He came under LVG. LVG's kind of strange. Doesn't speak any English. And then his house got robbed while his family was inside it. I think he had a newborn child as well. So if you ever didn't want to like a place, you move in 3 months.
Inside
it's freezing.
Job.
You go from Madrid. It's awesome. Great city. It's warm. You come to Manchester winter. Your family gets robbed. Felt bad for Di Maria. Never came off. He did have that one chip goal. I think that was his peak at Manchester United. But, I mean, can you really blame him for that?
Never came off. I mean, Van Gaal tried to play a certain type of system, him in a position that he wasn't really accustomed to.
Left wing.
He's a decent player to have, but it didn't turn out well. Often regarded to as a snake. I think he's going to be hissed tomorrow night at Old Trafford.
I will be hissing. I'll be hissing.
Let's hiss him,
As I defend Di Maria, don't like the guy. I'm actually glad he moved on. I don't think he's a fit at our club. He's not physical. Kind of a baby bitch. Looks like an alien. What do you think?
I think he's an alien. What we got next? Next, we got from the Sun, Martial Faour, in the mood to show PSG what they miss. So apparently, PSG back in the day were in for Martial. Missed out on him when he went to Monaco. And now he's all ours because we overpaid for him. Waste of money, not so much.
Wait. English press had no chance. 50 million down the drain.
Not so much, bro. That's not what I heard.
Yeah,
that's
Tony Marshall scores again
in college.
Different tune in the English papers. We have another headline here from the Sunday Times. This is from Saturday. Peerless Pogba on fire. Pogba in fuego since Ole has taken the helm at Manchester United. Just scoring like nothing. And I will have to say, seeing him in person, a lot more respect for the lad up close. He was turning defenders, Merck and Fulham. I know they're a shit side, but Pogba doing a job.
He looked absolute class, bro. He looked absolute class, and now he's going to get a proper test. PSG, Roddy is fit. You know, don't listen to the journos because I said he was going to be out, but he is fit, ready to go. So next piece of news, actually, which I believe is also from The Sun, and that is United to get Euro boost, and that is that Edinson Cavani went down after scoring a penalty in their 1-0 win over the weekend against Bordeaux. He apparently is going to be injured for both legs. So the only option they have left is Neymar.
Dude, drop Neymar,
Mbappe. Mbappe will be leading the charge. So plenty to contend with, but not full strength PSG.
Yeah, and I think the opportunity is there for the taking, right? I mean, the team is in form. They're playing great. They're beating teams away, home. They're undefeated, right, since Ole's at the helm. This is a big European test, kind of like a Juventus. Jose was able to dig out an ugly win. That was critical in qualifying, especially kind of the later stages of Mourinho's stand at United there. And can the boys do it? I think the first goal is huge here, right? The first goal is going to galvanize either team. If United get that, it's going to be two, maybe three. If PSG get it, United, we might sulk. So how do we deal with controversy at home in a big match? I think Pogba's probably up for it. He's played in a World Cup final. Not going to complain about that, lad.
Not going to complain about that. I think he's going to be ready for it. I think he's going to have a point to prove and show what he's got, right? Biggest stage in the world other than the World Cup is Champions League. So he's going to show how much of a big-time player he is, how much he, you know, momentum he's taken from winning the World Cup.
We got some stats here from the Fulham match. Martial actually beat Ronaldo to a half century, sir. So Martial scored 50 before Cristiano Ronaldo. It took 118 teams for Ronaldo, the biggest ego in all Europe, and then only 106 games for Martial. So Martial on point. United have won 6 consecutive away games in all competitions for the first time since May 2009. So that is a key check mark for United there. And Paul Pogba has scored 10-plus league goals in the season for the first time in his career. Pogba on fire. Peerless Pogba. And number 25, number of points Ole Solskjaer has amassed in his 9 Premier League games in charge of the club. Jose Mourinho picked up 26 in 17 games this season before he was sacked. So Ole raising the bar at Manchester United, bringing a winning ways back. And if you want to check in with the Premier League table since Solskjaer took over, United have 20 points. Liverpool 20, Tottenham 18, City 18. So,
and also, where do we sit, sir? We sit spot number 4, bro. 51 points.
Biggest news of all, sir.
Sir, that's the real news, that we are in front of Chelsea. Chelsea got smoked yesterday. 6-0 by Manchester City. We were in the Chelsea neighborhood looking for a little curry, and looked like a lot of long faces in that neighborhood of London.
Yeah, we kind of caught part of the game at a pub. We actually went the Tottenham-Leicester match at Wembley. We were already in London. We said, hey, why don't we go stop by?
Scouting mission. For
terrible support. Oh, got God. To see Alderweireld
warm
up on the sideline there. And actually, he got beat for the goal, ironically, by Jamie Vardy. You know, when you look at these other sides, Chelsea, wilting, Arsenal, you know, their fans are moaning, getting rid of key players. United look to be the team to get that fourth spot. Tottenham seems a little... they'd be tough to catch, right?
It'd be tough to catch. You're going to have to beat them, and they're going to have to slip up on their own because they've got, I think, 9-point difference at this point. So we got to just keep doing our game, sir. Is it like, you know, I think we don't look and look at the table. You just try and win one game after the next. Keep the momentum rolling because I think the more you win, the more team thinks we can keep this going, bro. Especially PSG. This is a huge test. I mean, we got big tests after that. We got Chelsea, Liverpool. But PSG is a massive European night, so we got to prove ourselves.
Yeah, one more piece of United news kind of thrown in there. Actually, two. Scholes got appointed the manager at Oldham. I thought that was a big deal. Got to see Scholes in the League Two there for the Owls.
See how he's doing, sir.
I thought that was pretty cool. And there was actually funny that there's a conflict of interest because he actually owns 10% of Salford. So he has to like kind of resign from the board of Salford. I thought that was interesting that they were worried about him coaching against his former – side that he owns. If you've ever watched that, Out of Their League, Class of 92, great documentary on BBC of them taking over Salford. Another great watch. You can get that on YouTube, I believe. And then Wayne Rooney in the papers again. Your man, sir. How about you give us the headline on Wayne Rooney? I know you love reporting on his off-season affairs here. How's he doing?
What's the likelihood to become the England, you know, our annual trip, and then Rooney gets himself in a whole bunch of trouble, sir?
The Sun is, like, all over it.
Sir, every newspaper, you know, there's too many good options of headlines that we could pluck and provide. This is a good example of just all over Rooney. But our favorite is Roof Done It Again. And I'm telling you, these headlines...
I know, and he's walking on the side of a street, and there's a sign that says bumps ahead.
Let's
right
get the backstory. So they're like down in Florida for the DC United preseason. And I think he was like watching the Super Bowl with his mates, but then, you know, his other teammates. But then like they all kind of called it early for a night, and he just like went out to another bar and then met some chickie and then went to another bar with her. And he's all in the papers, lots of photos. Now that they know the woman already. So Rooney dragged through the mud.
Yeah,
Sun,
Wayne Rooney,
Daily Mail, they're
like
all
a,
piling on.
They call it a 10-hour session. He's enjoying his time at DC United. I mean, Wayne Rooney enjoying Florida there for
a little taste of America.
Well, for training, sir. Just Wayne Rooney, you know, get your act together. It's been a tough couple of months for him with the DC airport situation. He's a United legend. Not taking that away from him. He's a great footballer, doing well in MLS. But to come out here and see back-to-back-to-back headlines in the Sun about Wayne Rooney
the
is
whole
kind
weekend,
of a riot.
So the whole weekend's been Rooney.
I also feel bad because he's just like, why are they falling around everywhere? They're just like, he's... You know,
I'm telling
you,
we saw
it.
I mean, we're
space.
Saying the Lowry. There's like, at a certain point, there were like 5-6 photographers outside. Just waiting for somebody. Not waiting for us, but waiting for somebody.
At a certain point, just leave him alone. I mean, just watch the Super Bowl.
Love,
it's not
dude,
that big
love,
of a deal.
They love the,
I mean, like,
the paparazzis, you know, in England, mate.
It's but hey, Wayne Rooney, we're pulling for you to get back together. Cheeky headline, sir. I like the news. Let's jump into our PSG preview. What are the injuries? Got our lineups to pick. What do you think?
Sir, so United squad news. Actually, we're looking at a pretty long list of options, which is pretty exciting for the manager.
Relative to PSG,
the only, relative to PSG, indeed, sir. The two outs are Valencia's out and Darmian is out. Rojo is back in training. Mike, a.k.a. the Pineapple Smalling, as he has been coined by the away fans. They got lots of nicknames, trust me, for all the players. But Pineapple, based on his new hairstyle.
Lukaku's nickname I can't say on this podcast.
Indeed, sir.
He was getting slated pretty hard in the away stand there. I mean, maybe it was the gents we were with, but...
They were not a fan of my boy, Big Rom. Anyway, so United's looking like we got a pretty good squad, lots of options. And then on the PSG side, I think, you know, what's his face? Cavani just went down with an injury. Neymar's obviously out. Verratti is back in the fold. But the right back from Belgium, Meneur, I think that's how you say his name.
That's a hell of a pronunciation.
Meneur, that might be it right.
Well, Ole said something.
He's barely out, too, and he's quite good, but I'm sure they have a decent backup at PSG.
Yeah, that's the thing. He said unpredictability from PSG. They don't know who they're going to start. They don't know how they're going to play.
They
come to play defensive.
They got Di Maria the snake.
Could they come to play defensive? Is that something that we're not seeing? I mean, either way, we're going to attack, and Ole's not. We're not worried about PSG at all. I'm not. I'm worried about what our starting 11 is going to be. And I'm worried about VAR, sir. First Champions League game ever, VAR at Old Trafford. I mean, that's just ripe to either hook us up or get robbed. So hopefully...
We'll find out.
Hopefully
VAR... Night, sir.
Hopefully Fergie's got like a direct line in the VAR referee to yell at him.
It's his own red button. Yeah. You can just tap. Whenever he's got an issue.
All right, sir. Give us your lineup. What do you think for PSG?
Sir, I got Dave Saves Net. We did get a shot of Lee Grant. We got a pretty good shot of Lee Grant the other day at the Fulham game. So wave to him. I don't know. We almost got his
Lee
attention.
Grant,
but Lee
whatever.
Grant is not making an appearance. I think your boy, who just signed a contract, we should have mentioned it, Ashley Young, just signed a one-year renewal. He's going to be starting at right back.
Good business, Eddie.
There you go. Center back pairing of Lindelof and Bailly, and then Shaw at left back. Midfield three row, Matic, Herrera, Pogba, and a front three of Tony Martial, came from France, Jesse Lingard, and the kid, bro, number 10, a.k.a. Marcus Rashford.
Are you wearing the jersey to PSG?
I'm not. I'm wearing number 8, a.k.a. Wayne Rooney. Waza's jersey tomorrow.
A.k.a. you, Roof, done it again.
Yeah, basically.
All right, I'm going to say Dave Saves, world number 1 in net. I'm going to do Bailly and Lindelof, center back pairing. I'm going to say Luke Shaw, Ashley Young. You got to do it. I mean, the lineup just rolls off the tongue. Everyone knows what it is. Matic, Herrera, Pogba.
Who else?
Martial, Rashford.
Yeah, Pierre, McTominay,
Lingard.
Fred.
Yeah. And the only player and that could come in, it'd be Sanchez. And based on Fulham, I do not think that Sanchez is going to get in. And, I mean, like, who else could come in? You said Fred. There's something on Twitter. Someone's like, Fred might get a surprise start. It's like, no.
Nah. He might sit on the bench.
No, he's not.
No.
Andrew Herrera done a great job in the midfield. Created that goal for Paul Pogba. I mean, you got to look at the pass for the pass. The hockey assist, doing the work in the midfield. Sketchy turnover. Gets us a goal. That's
him and
what
Jesse,
he's about.
Dude, they've been killing it in that regard. So I think you just stick with his tried and true, bro. This is a big game at home. You need first blood against PSG when they have a depleted team, especially.
So. All right. So PSG is -205, and Manchester United were +115. I want to say the draw was +235. We took Manchester United +115.
And a whole bunch
we're
of crazy
chipping
other,
up here.
A whole bunch of other crazy.
We started with the Fulham bet, then we parlayed it to the Tottenham City. Now we're throwing it all on PSG. We leave here kings. Or we leave here hat in hand, sir. What do you think?
Sir,
What's the score?
Sir, I hope it's as kings. And if it's this score line, we're going to leave as kings. And that's 2-0, bro. I'm calling 2-0.
2-0. I'm going to say, 2-1. I want to say 3-2, barn burner. I think PSG is going to be stingy. Hopefully Rashford opens them up before the 30th minute. I'm going to say that. Maybe
before Lindelof gets one in.
Maybe 22nd minute Rashford goal early on because he's hard to handle in the early minutes of the match. PSG might pip us to tie before end of the half, and then we'll get late winner.
Oh, sounds
Marouane
good to me,
Fellaini
sir.
Coming back from China, headed it in the goal.
You got the Lowry, sir. I saw him checking in.
Yeah, I saw him checking in at the Lowry. He's coming back, guys. You heard it here at American Red Devils podcast. But VAR, sir. In this game, I mean, that is a. I heard that today at the press conference, and that scared me. I was like, "What?" I was like, "Who? Whoa! When did this become a thing? First game ever?" And
it's here, bro. It's arrived.
Hopefully, I don't know about
team
that.
Wins. I mean, it's been coming slow rolling. Right, they had the World Cup. It actually went off without a hitch. They've been doing it in some of the cup ties.
That's what bothers me. There hasn't been any issues. Oh, it's because there's bound to be like a massive, just like, what are we doing moment.
There shouldn't
with
be
VAR.
Issues, right?
There I will mean, be. There always
there will be, but I don't
like
think we're
what,
there yet.
So the issues are like, what's a handball? Like, what's a deliberate motion of the hand? Like, how do you define that? It's
if we
things
fast
like
forward
that,
to that it's like, on the first iteration of it in the knockout stage. Then okay. That's bad luck, sir. But I think the gods are looking down, smiling at our Norwegian genius. You know, I think sitting next to this giant Norwegian on our flight over, that was destiny. A lot of good feelings going around about Ole and his men. So, dude, I think we're going to pip him, bro. Big
yeah,
result.
I do think that it's ours for the taking, right? We can lose this game. We can draw this game, but it's ours for the taking. We will have our chances. The crowd will be behind the lads. The lads are full of confidence. And if they can execute early on in this match is ours, and no doubt. And PSG has got a lot of people to blame for why they lost, and you know they could hang their heads. Plus, they're a bunch of baby bitches. When they play in Paris, it's cold here in Manchester. They gotta learn. This is a working class town, son. It ain't no hanging out at the club in Paris with Neymar, bro. Like
I don't
these
think
guys.
They've ever played at OT, and we ain't no Lille, bro, or Bordeaux. You know, let's show them what it's all about. Let's show them what Manchester United is all about and this new iteration under Ole and how good does it feel. And it feels real good.
Yeah, we will be in the Stretford End singing our hearts out again. It's been a long trip, sir. It could be a week when we're done. I appreciate you putting up with getting this up a little later on Monday, as we usually do.
Off the cuff.
Sunday nights, off the cuff.
So give us the benefit of the doubt. It's been a hell of a trip.
It's been a hell of a trip, hell of a ride. We took the train up from London today. Lowry Hotel ain't bad. So, like, my review here is like
Mourinho probably
it's kind of like
overstayed.
It's secluded. I don't know why you'd bring the whole team here. It seems like a hotel that'd be hard. If you know Manchester, it's hard to get in and out of. It's kind of in next to the river. There's a lot of construction going on here, so it's not like quite the best place to get out of.
That's probably why
so,
they're always late, sir.
Yeah, I know. They're like, so for us in America, we're like, oh, why would they always be late to the game? You come stay here, you're like, yeah, they'd be late.
Yeah, I can see it. A whole bunch of like, fans are there.
A few hours to get over. They should just walk like Mourinho did that one time. but now it's funny. We booked this when they were still staying here.
When
Mourinho
now
they
manager.
Stay at the Hilton Garden Inn. So,
yeah, so we missed that
Solskjaer
one.
Solskjaer dialing it back down a little bit. The room size is really good. I mean, they have a nice bar. Everything seems nice. They got that breakfast tomorrow. We opted in.
Can't wait.
For the buffet breakfast. We shall see.
I mean, it's been,
the food's on the trip's been pretty good, too. I mean, England gets slated by all other European countries about food, but we've been kind of picking our spots.
We've been eating really good Indian, some really good English, some good fish and chips.
A few English breakfasts, sir.
Some great English breakfasts.
Your favorite place, Colbert, right?
Colbert
Sloan Square.
A little fancy, but they've got a great English breakfast and some good coffee. Then we had some good Fishers, Golden Union in Soho, which is a tasty spot. We've been enjoying it, bro. A lot of dark ales, a lot of Guinnesses. And tomorrow, we're going to try and get into the bar of bars, which I don't even know if we're going to get into, but we're certainly going to try.
It's a hysterical... So as American, you're like, oh, I got to get to the bar, right? You're like, maybe like 2 hours before. I mean, that's aggressive in America if you're good to go for like any game. Like say it's like NFL, you're going for the Giants. Like 2 hours before, no one's
Super Bowl, yeah.
No one's there, right?
Playoffs.
Bishop's Place, I remember Liverpool, when I went to my first match, I think 2008 maybe, it was like Liverpool versus United at home. Bishop's Place, I think the game kicked off at 1:30. And Bishop's Place, it was like, we got there at 8 a.m. It's like 1-1 out, line for two blocks. Like, this place is very difficult to get into, and I've never gotten here early enough to get in. So we will try tomorrow.
Try our best.
Probably fail. We probably won't get there in enough time. But we'll be bringing you some more audio from the pubs, as well as some match audio. And we'll probably be getting this pod, this PSG recap pod, out to you after we get back to the States, probably maybe Thursday or Friday. We'll get it up for you guys. But again, it's been a hell of a ride. Appreciate all the hot banter on Twitter. You guys have been keeping it coming. We love it.
Keep that up.
Cheeky stuff, commenting on the songs, making fun of Chelsea. Love that, dude. Love Chelsea losing big against City. Can't emphasize that more. That was amazing meltdown. Sorry. Not sorry.
Not sorry, dude. And guess what, boys? United are back in the top four. It only took 11 games. What Mourinho said was impossible is now possible. And let's keep that train rolling tomorrow against PSG, sir.
Dude, and as always,
be kicking a blue.
Kicking a blue.
And Chelsea 2, 1.